to pull us apart. It ain't working, cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away. The feeling you're going through, but baby girl, I'm not blaming you, just don't blame me too, yeah. Cause I can't take this pain forever, and you won't find no one that's better, cause I'm right for you, babe. I think I'm right for you, babe. You know what I'm thinking, see it in your eyes. You won't be hated when you cry. It ain't working, cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Hey, let me ask you a question. I'm going through this story here. We're talking about friendship and stuff. And that we're in the middle of a social crisis because people aren't meeting new friends. And I don't know at what point in your life, but as an adult, it's quite difficult to meet new friends. But let me read this to you, because to me this sounds extremely unrealistic. So this was all coming out of the pandemic because everybody was in isolation, but they're saying how we haven't rebound yet as people. Specifically, researchers found that more than a third of people feel their social life is, quote, stuck in a rut. So the survey, they talked to 2,000 people who have traveled with friends in the past, also found that 39% haven't made a new friend in over a year. Are we supposed to be making new friends every year?
I don't know about every year.
A similar percentage, one third, haven't gone to a party in the last 6 months.
What?
I haven't gone to a party in the last 6 months.
I have.
For a lot of people, they said, it's also been at least a year since they've gone to a concert with a friend.
A concert?
With a friend. Really? I haven't gone to a concert with a friend or been on vacation with friends.
When was the last concert?
I don't know if I ever went on vacation with friends.
Never?
You ever like a boys trip or like with like one or two of your friends, no?
No, not in
we did.
Years.
With another family over the summertime?
No.
Yeah.
No.
All the time.
But are like we supposed to be meeting new friends
now,
every
when you
year?
Say friends, you mean like friends that you will like you make a
that
friend.
That you develop
and then, like,
a friendship with where you then do these things.
Yeah,
you go
I
to each
say.
Other's parties,
I guess
you do
because
all this stuff.
Crew's, you know, he's seven now, right? So like all of his different activities. You make friends with like some of the other dads and there's a handful of them who I will now still, like, we'll text or we'll try to get together for a drink or whatever.
Yeah, but you think that if you didn't have a kid, would you?
would. No, I would still stick with my core group of.
But you wouldn't be out there meeting new friends.
No. I don't think so.
Like, you're meeting new friends because you have a kid who has activities. And
actually,
puts you in
no,
a different,
that's not true. That's not true. So
you're
this
meeting new friends?
This boxing gym that I go to, there's like five guys there who, yeah. like, I would absolutely, outside of the gym, I would kick it with.
But have you?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
But like we see each other like all like a couple times a week.
That's wild to me that we're supposed to be meeting new friends every year.
Text every
like,
now and
I
then.
Know that I have my core friends and then they have their friends too. They have different friends.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes like they'll bring me out with their friends. So then I become friends with their friends. So do you know what I mean? So you're meeting friends through other people.
But like you then become friends with those friends?
Yeah, and then
like
you hang out with them too.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Damn it, Maury.
I don't go out.
No, Shem.
Yeah, I would say I have more acquaintances, not necessarily
not friends.
Yeah, more. I definitely develop new acquaintances, honestly, weekly.
But
really.
Like that you would say, hey, come to my party?
No, I don't do that.
No,
I'm friends with a redhead at the end of the hall. We talk often.
But that's not a friend, though, Moore. You're not inviting them over. You're not going on vacations with them.
I think it's also hard meeting new friends. Like, I don't.
It's very difficult.
I feel like I don't find myself meeting new people and automatically becoming best friends with them. I also think as like you get older, you kind of just like your small group.
Yeah,
you
the
trust
core,
them,
right?
You can talk to them, you know, that they won't backstab you. Like,
well, the older you get, like, it becomes increasingly difficult to meet friends.
Yeah.
Like, increasingly difficult. And I don't know when we're, like, when you sort of get a break from that, but according to this, it's like, you're supposed to be actively out there, like, expanding your social network, which is, to me...
So, Ross, we got plans this weekend, baby.
I don't want plans this weekend.
We're going to get you some new friends.
I don't need new friends.
You are going to be... Well,
there's apps for meeting friends.
I don't need an app friending...
Can we sign Ross up for, like, Christian Mingle
or something? Yeah, I think it's called Bumble Friends.
Bumble Friends.
Yeah, let's get you some friends.
No.
Christian Mingle is also available too. Like, if
I'm
you
not
really
Christian
want...
and I don't want to mingle with
Jesus
Christians.
Christ of Nazareth.
Roz and Mocha. Reloaded.
On Kiss 92.5.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow.
Being greedy
pays off.
I'm feeling greedy.
She's feeling greedy. Yay!
I think it is 858.
Your luck has changed.
Goodness.
Yeah!
Stop it. I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
Kiss
925's
Needy or Greedy.
Win
$92. Or take a chance at up to $5,000.
But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On Kiss 925.
I will be there.
Juno award-winning Walk Off the Earth bring their musical journey January 4th to OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. They'll perform favorite covers and originals with all the energy and passion they continue to bring to the stage. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Walk Off the Earth live January 4th, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino.
Again, then you can blame my stupid heart.
Until November the 18th, live and listen to all the magic of an Air France rendezvous.
Whoa.
It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Welcome to Waste Collection Safety 101. When you see a waste truck ahead, should you A, speed up, or B, pass slowly with caution? The answer is B. Keep waste collectors safe by slowing down and always passing with caution. A message from the City of Toronto.
Experience the new modern Mexicana menu at Mucho Burrito. Like pineapple pork al pastor, tender pork, pineapple salsa, and al pastor sauce with a zesty kick. Get it as a taco trio for only $9.95. Or the bold, smoky flavor of our guajillo grilled chicken in a burrito for only $11.75. Get them all in your choice of burrito bowl or taco. And save room for new churro fries, loaded nachos, and taquitos. The new menu at Mucho Burrito. Love what you eat and love Mucho. Prices may vary by location.
If you've got room in your day to doom scroll until your battery dies, binge an entire season of reality TV, or watch funny cat videos on loop, you've got room for play. With thrilling arcade games, epic attractions, live entertainment, crave-worthy food, and handcrafted cocktails, The Rec Room is the ultimate place to let loose and have fun. The Rec Room. Make room for play. Find The Rec Room near you at therecroom.com.
My parents have had a lot of time on their hands lately. At first, it was nice. Hey, Mom, can you drive me to soccer practice?
Sure can.
We're having slow-cooked ribs for dinner.
It was awesome. And then it became a lot. Some friends are coming over to watch a movie.
Ooh, what are we watching? I'll make some popcorn.
Thanks to Voilà, they can order all our fresh favorites from Sobeys, Farm Boy, and Longo's online, which is super reliable. And now my parents are reliable. A little too reliable.
Voila. Your groceries delivered. Just like that.
Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
On Kiss 92.5.
Yeah. Yeah. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red. Misery. I put good thought in my kidneys. This small gel don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no without penalties. Domingo, if you send for me, I'm going to glow up one more time. Trust me, I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times. Ugh, you can't take this one nowhere. Ugh, I look better with no hair. Ugh, ain't no sign I can't smoke hair. Ugh, yeah. Give me the chance and I'll go there. I said what. what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan, cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time, you ain't new, I win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Bands ain't dumb, but extreme is all. I'm a demon lord, fall off what, I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Fame yeah. Ain't something that I need no more. Yeah. Cause trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Thank you for all the DMs that you are sending in to us every day. We get to do the DM deep dive on the show every day because of that.
Yes. Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Victoria is asking, would you rather be your version of perfectly good looking or your partner does not find you attractive but still loves you, or be 10% uglier than you are now? Not saying anyone is ugly, but your partner thinks you are the most good looking person in the world.
I don't even understand what they asked.
Would you rather be the version you are
of yourself now?
Right now.
Yeah.
But your partner does not find you attractive.
Catherine doesn't find you attractive.
Okay.
Or you could be 10% uglier than you are now, and Catherine would think that you are the most good-looking person in the world. Like, she just finds you super hot.
That's a tough one, because, like, why would somebody be with somebody if they didn't find them attractive?
Man, right, like
it's a stupid question, first of all, but it's a hard question to answer, because I think that I would be reluctant to change the way I looked because I would worry that you would lose self-confidence. And as soon as you lose self-confidence, then you become even less attractive. Mm-hmm. So I'd be afraid that I'd wind up in the same spot with somebody who doesn't find me attractive. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you don't want to change yourself just because you want someone to think you're pretty or better looking.
Yeah, but you would change yourself like to make yourself in your eyes uglier. And like, that's just going to like ruin everything.
Your self-esteem.
Right? Mm-hmm.
What's your answer, Maria?
No, I'm not changing.
Yeah, I'm not changing either.
Don't find me attractive then. See you later.
Yeah.
Maury?
I'm going to be 10% because I'm not going to find probably like Matthew's.
What do you mean probably?
So I'll just be 10%.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't lose Matthew.
No.
No.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
He pays the maintenance fees.
Wow. Cheesecake, what's your answer?
I'm not changing at all.
Yeah, I ain't changing, dog.
No. Is there anything you would change, Shem?
Oh, yeah. I'd be like 100 pounds less than I am now, probably.
100.
Yeah, probably. But that's about it. Other than that, I like the way that I look.
I think you're perfect the way you are.
Thank you very much.
I think proportionally, I think that you look like everything works.
You know what
I mean?
You.
Like,
thank
I don't think, I don't look at you and I think that you're a whole package. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing where, like, one thing is out of proportion to the next. Like, I think that you're, it all ties together nicely, like a rug.
Thanks, man. Like a rug. I'll take that.
Okay.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Samra says, not sure if this has been answered before or not, but why is Matthew and Maury still married? There's clearly no love left.
Oh, my God. I think Maury answered that with the last question. Matthew pays the maintenance fees.
Maury's version of love is, I think, a unique version. Would you say that, Maury?
Like, you know what? I honestly think as much as I think we work very well together.
Yeah.
Like, what you hear is very real, but at the same time, I don't think we could ever leave each other.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Any sense.
Uh-huh. No, it does, and I would agree with that.
Maybe this will better help understand, because I think that I finally wrapped my head around sort of Maury's relationship with Matthew, is they very early on out of the gate developed the same type of cohabitation and relationship that you see often with couples who are like 80 and still together.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Right? Yeah. Where it's like, there's not a lot of love. Yeah. You know, there you're in it for the long haul.
You're just there.
You're just there.
Coexisting.
You had a few good years, right? And you rely on those.
Yeah.
And those are the good old days. But as it is right now, who needs all the nonsense?
Sure.
Right? That's just it. And that's pretty much your relationship.
You know how I know that Matthew still really loves me?
How?
There's a very good looking guy on the 8th floor in our building.
Yeah.
Who says hi to only me when we're around and doesn't even acknowledge Matthew, and it drives Matthew nuts and he's very jealous.
Matthew isn't jealous because he's saying hi to his hot husband. Matthew's jealous because he's not saying hi to him.
Well, because his words are, oh, what happens when I'm at work then between the two of you?
We already know that. Yeah. You've talked about that a million times on the show.
Literally nothing. Maria, we have time for one more deep dive, please.
All right. Santa says, so we all know Shem is super secretive about what cologne he uses, but I was listening to the podcast and I think I've may uncovered his secret.
Oh.
And no, as much as Mocha likes to think, it is not Axe body spray.
Thank you.
In episode 504, at 39 minutes and 35 seconds, he mentioned Armani blue with cocoa butter. Hopefully he hasn't changed it since.
Incorrect. I said Versace blue. Light blue. Not Armani blue.
Okay.
And it's still not that.
It's not that.
That's not your regular.
That is not the regular.
Man, no. Will you reveal?
Gotta be Axe body spray.
Does everyone wear just one? Like, don't most people have like four or five bottles of other things?
I have two. I have like one that I will wear when I'm going out to like someplace fancy, like mm-hmm. like a real high-end, super expensive one. Uh-huh. And then like
a Red Lobster?
Red Lobster.
Yeah.
For the biscuits. And then like an everyday one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's so weird that Shem's so secretive about his perfume. It's
like,
so wild.
Do you
wild.
Think that you mention it and all of a sudden, like, all these guys are going to go out and start buying that cologne and, like, just start smelling like you?
No, I don't think I'm that influential. No, not at all.
The one that we smell most often, is that the high-end one or the not high-end
one? That's the not high-end
one.
We're not worth the high-end one?
No. We're lower than Red Lobster?
Dog. Can you wear the high-end one, like, just
like a day?
One day?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Just so that we know.
Yeah, I'll wear it
just
tomorrow.
Just so we
wear
know
it tomorrow. Wear it
what
tomorrow.
It's like done. When you take your girl to Red Lobster on a Friday night. Ladies and gentlemen, keep those DMs coming in. They go to Maria. Maria brings them to the show. We do this on the DM Deep Dive. Amazing. Amazing today, Maria. Thank you.
Anytime.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
is the Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
Okay, it's time that I drop the act. I got it bad for you, baby, is that so bad? I don't know how to tell you that one night in college we almost went home with each other. I kinda wish we had, but we've been dancing around it. We can tell each other that it's time to try, but you've been busy with the job and got no time. But I think love is stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm a piece of, but I think we should do this. No excuses, cause we know excuses only get in the way of what I feel for you.
Yo, Avi.
Hey, what's up, Lucas?
WTF, Avi. Avi texted and said, hey, Roz, you're my favorite now. It was Mocha for the past 14 and a half years.
Oh, wow.
Well, it all happened after King of Fins, man.
Oh my God.
When Shem and Mocha bowled?
Yeah, he choked against Shem, and I just, like, I couldn't respect him after that.
Yeah, I don't blame you, dude.
Shem wins! Shem wins!
Bro, what? Shut up, Shem. I beat Shem in a race.
People are
stuff.
So fickle.
I know.
Could you imagine somebody saying, I don't like you anymore because you lost bowling?
No, it's not just he lost. He choked against Shem.
Yeah. Oh, so
he had that game.
You lost respect.
Yep, I did.
So it was that moment that changed everything?
Yeah, man. That was it. And afterwards, too, you just became sort of like a sore loser, always rubbing it in Cheesecake's face.
Damn. What are you talking about? Don't get too excited at Cheesecake.
Ew.
Yo, boss.
Oh, damn.
Is there anything I can do to redeem myself and claim that top spot again, Avi?
Challenge Cheesecake to another competition and beat him again.
I guess.
Do you have any
tough
ideas?
No, not really. That'll be up to you guys, but I just need you to beat him and, like, really beat him.
Wait a second. So I understand Mocha is no longer your favorite, but you seem very hostile towards Shem.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
I know.
No, I'm not. It's just, I think Mocha is a better athlete overall. So I was just really disappointed that he lost to Shem like that.
Yeah, as was I. But, you know, winners win, man. What can I say?
All right, Avi.
Thanks for the call, guys.
Yes. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract, sequence stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you lies. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile. Even when you wanna die, he said he loved me all his life. But that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart.
Canada's new and free app for your ears.
Writer of many number one hits, Daryl Hall, welcome to the show.
$35,750 is yours!
Oh my God!
That's fourth place.
You're unbelievable.
Discover live radio, podcasts, news, and sports you love.
S-E-E-K-R. Seeker.
Download the free app from the App Store or Google Play. Seeker. Seek your sounds.
Seeker.
At Toyota. We believe your vehicle is more than just a ride. It's family. So make sure it's prepared for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Because winter's a lot like some people's in-laws. It's cold, shows up unexpectedly, and refuses to leave. Trust the experts at Toyota for premium winter tires, batteries, brakes, and more. Beat the winter rush Book an appointment at shoptoyota.ca or contact your local Toyota dealer today.
An Oral-B electric toothbrush delivers a professional, purifying clean feeling. So if you want a round brush head inspired by dentists,
come and get it.
And if you want a brush that cleans 100% better than a regular brush for cleaner teeth and healthier gums,
what you waiting for?
Oral-B is the brand dentists worldwide use the most. So maybe it's time you
come and get it.
You get it. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Busy days and long to-do lists? Don't forget about your eyes. Pearle Vision has stylish frames from brands like Vogue, Michael Kors, and more. Visit pearlvision.ca to arrange your eye exam and get 40% off lenses. Pearle Vision direct bills most insurances. Valid prescription required. Valid at participating locations. Restrictions apply. Taxes extra. See store for details. Ends December 31st, 24. Exams available at the Independent Doctors of Optometry at or next to Pearle Vision.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Buy one, get one free on best-selling pillows, and our Kingsdown Studio Act and Queen mattress is at $689, our lowest price of the year, until Sunday only. Plus, take advantage of our unbeatable price guarantee. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Speak to a sleep expert for full details.
Autumn is a season of change. The colors of the leaves and chill in the air. As the days grow shorter, make the moments last longer at Thermea Spa Village. Engage your senses with an Ufgas ritual. Delight in seasonal flavors with a carefully crafted culinary experience. Relax in a hot bath and soak in the beauty of autumn. Plan your personalized weekday getaway at thermea.com/whippy. Take good care.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get a...
Yep, the McValue menu has a lot of delicious options for under $4 each plus tax, so it's okay to take
a
minute when ordering. The McValue menu at participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada. Prices exclude delivery.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is KISS.
No me la tumba, Hakuna Matata como Timón y Pumba. Voy pa' leyenda, así que dale zumba. Los dejo ciego con la vibra que me alumbra. Haters pa' la tumba, nosotros pa' la rumba.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Toda la noche rompemos, al otro día volvemos. Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Baby, tonight's like fuego. We about to spend the dinero. Party to the extremo, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Toda la noche rompemos. Al otro día volvemos. Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Baby, tonight's like fuego. We about to spend the dinero. We party to the extremo, 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 extremo.
Ritmo.
styles upon styles, I got several. Born to be wild cause I live like a dead devil. Live it up, hit him up, that's the scenario. Tupac, I get around like a merry-go. Rooftop, I am on top of the pedestal. Flu shot, I am so sick I need medical. Rooftop, I learned that down in Mexico.
The rhythm, the rebel, new and improved, I be on a new level. That's how we do it, we build it like Lego. Feel on our fire, you're dealing with fuego. Can't stop, I am addicted, I never quit. Won't stop, don't need to speak to no therapist. Don't stop, keeping it moving, it's the narrative. Not stop, do it like whoop, there it is.
This is the rhythm, 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 rhythm of the night.
Of the Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Oh, hello, it's Roz and Mocha. What's your name?
Me, it's Taylor.
Taylor. Okay, normally when people call in or they text into the show, I kind of have an idea as to the reason, right?
Yeah.
So Taylor reached out. The only thing I know about Taylor is that she has a would you rather question for the room.
Okay.
So go ahead, Taylor.
All right. Would you rather have no taste buds, or you do have taste buds, but you also have them in your butt?
Oh, what? So hold on. So you got to eat with your butt?
No, no, no. Mocha, you're not getting it.
Oh, no taste buds. No taste buds.
Oh, that clicked in.
Yeah.
It's not. No. It's not for the stuff that you would put in.
Yeah, I get it.
Can you turn the taste buds off? Oh.
No, you can't.
No, I would rather not have taste buds.
Cheesecake just came around too.
Taylor, ooh.
That is unholy, huh, Shem?
But that is not godlike at all.
Okay.
Taylor, what's your answer?
Okay, I don't know, because having taste buds is like the highlight of my life. Uh-huh. But having taste buds in my butt, I don't know. I don't think I can. I don't know. I don't
know. No, give
that.
Me the Taylor. The only answer is giving up your taste buds.
But like, think about it. Like you, like no happiness with food. You can't taste anything.
Okay, so basically the question is this: you can bleep this, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather taste nothing for the rest of your life, or taste a couple times a week?
No, I would rather lose my taste buds.
Right?
Damn it, Moore, you've been awfully quiet in there, bro.
Because I'm thinking, you never get to taste cherries or strawberries.
The
or...
only thing you are tasting is
no, not twice a week.
Yeah.
Who only goes to the washroom twice a week?
Some people go
three times a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
But then you also get the good taste. Like, you'll never get to taste meat again.
Yeah.
But you're tasting every day.
But you also taste the meat.
I may go keeping my taste buds.
I agree.
No!
I may go keeping my taste buds.
You'll get used to the taste of.
Wow. Excuse.
Damn. That is. Okay. You're on that island alone, bro.
Yeah, personal.
That is like. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I think that people would wind up getting very creative.
How?
I don't know how.
You can't put like a scented tube down there.
No, but if you stick a funnel and then it, that way it doesn't
a funnel.
Okay, no, but then it doesn't cross
it was,
the taste buds.
Way better when you were quiet.
Again,
honestly.
You're on your own island over there.
Funnel.
Anyway, Taylor, that's disgusting.
Keeping my taste buds. I'm keeping my taste buds.
You are.
Yeah. So you're definitely not Mocha.
I'm definitely not.
Shem.
I'm not keeping my taste buds.
You're not,
man.
Maria.
No. I'll never taste anything again.
Nothing. Nope. Damn it, Maury.
I'm keeping them.
Because of cherries.
Yeah.
So you picked cherries.
Cherries.
I mean, let's be honest, cherries already are kind of
Taylor, how long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show for?
Oh, man, since the beginning, since commercial-free Mondays.
Oh, wow, that is a long time.
Wow.
So 15 full years. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Every time, it's got to be Mocha.
Hey! Thanks, Taylor. Love you. Have a good day.
Love you. Bye, guys.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long.
gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my good Lord. Someone put me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got. Party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. At the bottom of a bottle, don't miss me. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Everybody at the bar get tipsy.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
On KISS 92.5.
Tell me, how's it feel? Huh? Yeah, it was hot then.
even hotter now.
Of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
It was a big night for Toronto Raptors fans. It was a big night for former Toronto Raptor Vince Carter as he became the first Raptor player to have his jersey retired. The NBA did it up real big for him. At halftime, a bunch of his old teammates were on site. His family was there inside of Scotiabank Arena. It looked amazing.
Oh, they did it at halftime.
Yeah.
Not before.
Not before.
That, they did I like it that. I like halftime. It at halftime.
It was a long ceremony. They decorated inside. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And as a Raptor fan, you love to see it, despite how you feel about Vince Carter.
Yeah, because right? It ended ugly, right?
It did. And, yeah. You know, in some of the prepackaged promos and, like, specials that they had running before the game started, they did address that stuff. Like, they didn't hold back. Like, they talked about that stuff and got Vince's reaction and stuff like that. But when Vince is on the court during halftime addressing the crowd.
When that jersey goes up shortly, it's not just Carter 15 going up. It's all of us going up. The memories that have been created for 6 years, however you view it, go up tonight. So I hope and pray we enjoy our jersey being retired forever together. Thank you, Toronto. Thank you.
Man, it was nice to see all the Vince Carter jerseys being represented inside of Scotiabank Arena as well.
Doesn't he have to do this again in a couple days in another arena?
Yeah, the New Jersey Nets, or Brooklyn Nets, sorry, right. Are going to be doing this.
Do you think he's going to say better stuff there?
He better not.
That's what I want to know. I want to compare the speeches.
No. He can't.
I want to compare the speeches.
No tears.
Like they made such a big deal on social, like the coverage of this, like everywhere, right? There's no way. Which night is this happening again?
It's with the Brooklyn Nets. I don't know the exact date, but it's later this month.
Yeah.
So soon. During the game, people, you know, Drake was there, right? Sitting in his seat that he normally sits in. And at one point in the game, so Raptors are playing Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento is the team that former Toronto Raptor DeMar DeRozan plays on.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar DeRozan and Drake, there's beef.
They used to be cool.
They used to be like best friends. But then when Kendrick dropped Not Like Us, the Drake diss record, he had a line in there about DeMar DeRozan, basically saying, you did not deserve, like, we're glad, because DeMar DeRozan's from Compton, where Kendrick is from. And basically saying, you guys didn't deserve DeMar. We're glad that he's back with us.
No, Wayne grow like he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a apologizing. I'm glad D-Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alonzo down to Central.
All right. Not speak glad D-Rose came home because y'all didn't deserve him neither.
Okay.
So then the beef between Drake and DeMar DeRozan started. And DeMar was asked about it multiple times and like didn't really have much to say. It was like, yeah, that's still my guy. We're cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time. This has got to be the first time, right, Chem? That Drake has even addressed DeMar DeRozan publicly?
First time.
So this is what happened on television when Drake was talking to some of the announcers, because he was sitting right next to the announce table.
Yes, if you ever put a DeRozan banner up, I'll go up there and pull it down myself. That's the answer to your question.
So then DeMar DeRozan, after the game, was asked about this.
DeMar, in tonight's broadcast, Drake said, if you ever put up DeRozan banner up, I'll go up there and pull it down myself. What's your reaction to that?
Well, he gonna have a long way to climb to take it down. So, tell him good luck.
Wow. Yeah.
I do understand why Drake said that, though.
Me too.
Because like Kendrick had him on stage and all those guys, and he went there and supported what Kendrick was saying after playing for the Raptors and knowing the relationship we have with Drake.
Not just that, but DeMar DeRozan also appeared in the Not Like Us music video.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, either way, he was still with Kendrick, right? It's crazy, crazy.
I'm really stunned by the heat that Drake's getting from this. I know some people feel like he's overshadowing the Bill Vince retirement ceremony because now this is the conversation people are having. But at the same time, if you dance in a music video that is calling me the things that that video is alleging that Drake is, we're not cool. And it's on site every single time. And honestly, what he said wasn't even really that bad. So I'm with Drake on this. And I love DeMar. I really do. But
yeah, but like, what are you going to do? Right?
Take the banner down.
Yeah, but it's not up to Drake.
I know, but still.
Well, I mean, he's a team ambassador. It would look really bad on the organization if they did that.
DeMar's getting his jersey retired. Yeah. It will happen.
It will happen.
No, Kyle Lowry.
No, Kyle should be next.
Yeah.
But DeMar will be right after that.
It'll happen. Mm-hmm. It'll happen. They're not going to.
I think
they
would
do.
I think Drake would leave as an ambassador, though. That would be drama.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Do they need Drake? And I'm not slighting what Drake has done for the Raptors, but at this point, do they still need Drake as
I don't know.
I'm just here for the beef.
So am I. I want him to be the ambassador until that day.
By the way, I'm team Drake, so forget you, DeMar DeRozan.
I want to see Drake climb up there and grab it.
Yes, if you ever put a DeRozan banner up, I'll go up there and pull it down myself.
I want to see that.
Could you imagine?
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5. Explain myself.
You said you care for me better. Louisiana. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know. Yeah. Everybody get your roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let a thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. But you showing off. Without a follow, without a mention, you really piping up on these. You gotta be nice for what to these? I understand. You got 100 bands, you got a baby bands, you got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense. You already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5. All down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. Doing overtime for the last month. Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make that jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you're showing off, but it's alright. And you're showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
The breakdown.
Drake will ever write a pop song again?
Nah, not like this.
Nah, me either.
I miss it.
Gotta hit the club like you hit them.
Angles.
It's a short life.
These hoes.
Why won't you live for me?
Rise and look up. Rise and look up.
K-I-S-S-F-M.
Kiss 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Yes, big off your chest.
Yes.
What's up, y'all? What's How's everybody going? Doing?
Good.
Why is everybody so sleepy?
Nobody's sleepy.
I'm sorry, I'm yawning.
Oh, Maria's not even on camera. Why are you on camera, Maria?
I'm getting in there.
That's what she said.
Why you gotta be like that for?
Hey, can I play you something? So I got, I fell in the rabbit hole yesterday of just like scrolling. I had a couple minutes.
On TikTok?
No, I don't even know what. No,
it was definitely, so excited.
I don't know TikTok. Whether, I don't know whether this originated on TikTok. It was definitely not TikTok.
Okay.
And I'm sure it originated from TikTok. But it's like, you know, every now and then you come across one of those videos where it's a guy, like a man telling men how to be men. Where it's like, first thing you need is $1 million. Why don't you have $1 million? Yeah. I shouldn't even have to tell you how easy it is to turn $1 million into $10 million. And here you are like a loser with no $10 million. Yeah. Right? Like those guys, right? Teaching men how to be men. Yeah. So I came across this one and hit a little close to home. So.
Oh no.
And I'm not a big fan of these guys at all. And I had never even really thought about this, but I guess it's a thing. You tell me if it's a thing.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Look, if you voluntarily let your wife drive, you better go check yourself. I see guys riding in the passenger and their girls driving, and I'm thinking to myself, dude, they better be injured or something. Like, are you injured? Do you have an eye issue? Is there a reason you can't drive? If you can't drive and your wife is driving you, that makes perfect sense to me. But when I'm driving down the road and I look over and I see a girl driving and a guy riding in the passenger seat waiting upon arrival, like they're just waiting on arrival, you know, they're just riding. Dude, listen. You need to take a look at yourself.
Okay. Anyway. Wow. So is that a thing?
That guy's trolling.
Is that a thing?
No,
that
guy's
it's a
trolling. Thing. Is it a thing, Maria?
Yeah.
No.
It's a thing. No, yeah. And there are times where, like, even when I was with my ex, like, I would drive to certain places, but, like, on the rarity. Like, yeah. My dad, like, never lets my mom drive anywhere we go.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. It's just like, I don't know. They say it's like a chivalry thing.
I know. I think that for your dad, everything I know about your dad, it's a control thing.
No.
Your dad doesn't want to be driven. Your dad wants to be in control of the car.
Yeah, probably.
Right. Like for me, Catherine drives all the time simply because of this. Catherine's love for driving is far greater than my dislike for being driven. So I'm not going to have that argument with her.
Sure.
Why would I? Mm-hmm. It's a waste of my time. Yeah. She loves driving. She hates being a passenger. Well, I get car sick, all this other stuff, right? So I'm not going to have that fight with her.
I'd say at home, it's pretty even between Jen and I. Like, yeah. We trade off. All
yeah. Like, sometimes I like being chewy, right? Sometimes I like being the navigator. I like doing all the things. But no, I'm not going to have that fight. I'm not going to be like, hey, babes, let me drive, because it should be like, no, I need to drive. And I'm like, okay, go drive. I'm not going to have that conversation with you, right? I'll sit in the passenger seat. It's totally
nice
fine.
To be driven, though.
Sometimes, the odd time, when it's Catherine and Roxy, I'll let Roxy even have the front seat, and I'll just sprawl out in the back seat.
You will?
Yeah, I've done that a couple times.
No.
Yeah.
And you fall asleep, I bet.
Yeah, it ain't no thing, right? It doesn't bother me.
Roz and Mocha. Kiss 92.5.
Tonight I want to hold you close. Righteous. On our way, we don't waste time. Got my hands, lay them down on your waistline.
to dance alone.
Being greedy
pays off.
I want to go greedy.
All right.
My answer is 1,643.
You're not going to be able to phone Grandma for ages.
You have to wait to call her to tell her you're coming to pick her up.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
$92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.